Tiltcast, episode 216, Raffle on an Egg Timer.
And this week we talk about Destiny, Dying Light, Age Origins, Stranded Deep, 7 Days to Die, and Besieged. Stay tuned.
Ding next.
Oh.
Apparently somebody's an alcoholic.
I guess that means it's another episode of the Tiltcast.
You betcha.
We're all recovering. Well, I recovered a while back.
Yeah, I was hungover. I had really bad heartburn whenever I woke up, but other than that.
Yeah, I was up at like 10 o'clock.
Yeah, my body woke me up at 10 and I said, fuck you.
You know what? I was up at 6.
Oh, you did go home at like 1.
Yeah, you did. Man. Old man.
I went home at 4.
I'm an old man too.
And they went home at like 5?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So I woke up like another hour. I woke up right when
Shannon and Casey stayed over.
I would just slept.
And we hung out for a little bit and then they slept there.
Okay.
Yeah.
We made it back. And as soon as I hit the bed, man, I was out. And 3 o'clock happened.
For people who don't know, we kind of had our own little drinking night.
Yeah.
Last night. We played, just like we were playing on the show, but with more people, we played some Cards Against Humanity at the bar.
At the bar, which was loud and
that was good
fun
times.
And didn't ruin the cards at all, and it's awesome.
Somehow we were careful, even though we were drunk.
Yeah. I mean, some of the cards got wet.
I wasn't drunk.
You know, whatever.
Well, you weren't drunk.
I was drinking Diet Coke, my friends.
Diet Cokes.
It was free. I drink free all night, bitches.
That crooks.
But I was having some battery issues, which I was telling Holly, because she asked me to pick her up. She was going to do, like, taxi service. I was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
So I went and picked her up, and then on my way over there, I was like, my car's doing something weird. Battery light came on, and then started seeing the gauges just not give me any reading whatsoever, so I just followed the speed of traffic. And limp my way over the bar, hoping that when I got out, I wouldn't need a jump.
Yeah,
We had a lot of fun at the bar.
We did.
It was actually really inexpensive. I expected to be more, but it was. I only spent like $40. That was after buying some beer too for
and shots.
And shots.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I spent $40.
You spent about $40.
Whoops.
Which really wasn't that bad. And that was after tip, too.
Man, I got welfare.
Mine was 55 after tip.
You had welfare.
I got welfared.
Good. Well, you're the college student.
Man, maybe I need to start saying I'm a college student. Damn.
You got free soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got free soda.
I know, but
I'm just going to pay you to sit there.
For free.
No, that was fun, though. No, and then
that's
it
what
was.
The government does to me.
We went to...
Even better at Village Inn afterwards.
We did the whole, like, you know, I'm 21 and drinking thing, which was actually pretty fun, and... Went and ate Village Inn afterwards.
Of course.
I got a lot more drunk than I thought I was going to get.
Yeah, off what? Dos Equis and... Was that a Black Russian or...?
No, he was doing Jameson and Coke.
Oh, was it Jameson Coke?
Mm. Jameson Coke.
Yeah.
And like three Dos Equis and then two Jameson and Cokes and the buttery nipple.
Which was a perfectly crafted buttery nipple.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
And it was delicious.
Yeah. They have pretty good bartenders there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And they were professional, too. It was like they were just on points, like you needed a beer. You went up there. There wasn't a line because they were quick.
Yeah, they were quick.
Like, I went up to pay my tab, and it was like 2 minutes. I went up to get more beer, and it wasn't like it was dead. It was just...
They were hustling. They were on the game. They were very efficient.
They were...
It was like the Quick Trip of bars.
Wow. And if you don't know what a Quick Trip is, you should probably, like...
Well, they don't live in the South or Southeast.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you know something. There is a convenience store far more superior than Quick Trip.
Which what?
It's called Sheetz. It's in the north, but it's amazing.
It's bullshit.
Oh, I know.
You're from Michigan. You should know about Sheetz.
No, Sheetz are shit.
No, it's not. Yes, Sheetz is amazing.
Fuck that shit. I'm a QT guy all
the way. You are a liar face. Sheetz is amazing.
Actually, I haven't even seen any of those up in Michigan.
Honestly. Yeah, Sheetz is amazing. Like, they're...
Sheetz. I'm going to look this shit up.
Yeah, they have an actual kitchen open 24 hours a day. You can go and pick whatever you want, like burgers, fries,
Quick Trip
hot dogs.
Has that too.
Bed
but
sheets.
No, not 24/7. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
Sheets and pillowcases.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Overstock.com sheets.
It's S-H-E-E-T-Z.
Oh, there's a Z because yeah. it's stylish.
Yeah, right, it is.
I mean, like get and go.
It's classy, bitch.
Or come and go.
It's classy, come and go bitch. Is my favorite.
When my brother came down, saw a fucking come and go, and he thought exactly what everybody fucking thought of come and go. They're like, I gotta get a hat. And he bought a fucking hat that says come and go and fucking took it up north, and he's like, they don't have that shit up there. So they're like, that fucking hat, where'd you get that? Oklahoma. That fucking place got the weirdest fucking name ever. What are you doing?
Sounds,
what are
you
doing?
Showing you what's on the menu. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a brothel on an egg timer.
It does. What? You get on an egg timer.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you get in there, you got 60 seconds to get off and go.
Oh.
Look at all the stuff you can order off the menu right there.
There's no showers in between. They just use a garden hose to clean her out.
Fucking spray it down.
I'm sorry, I'm in rare form today.
It's like that scene in Super Troopers when they hose down Favre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyways.
It's like a prison shower.
Yes.
But no, I enjoy sheets. So.
Of course you do.
But see, I was showing you what was on the menu there, bro.
It's a hot dog and cold subs. No. Okay, QT has that. Deli sandwiches, they got that.
Salads, wraps,
burgers, hot dogs. They got that.
But yeah, you don't have to cook.
Grilled chicken sandwiches, okay. They don't necessarily have
pretzel melts, grilled. Nachos, burritos.
Pretzel melts, they got
fries
pretzels,
and chicken strips, breakfast sandwiches, pizza.
Do they have taquitos?
Wing sliders.
I don't see taquitos on here at all.
Or buffalo chicken
or
fingers.
A buffalo, yeah. Buffalo chicken.
You're
fingers.
Right. It's all a lie.
Or like country sausage, man.
They have that. They have those things in the little refrigerator cases as well. That's what they actually make.
This right here.
That's the stuff they make in their
breakfast
kitchen.
Breakfast sandwich. They make that shit. I don't. Mm-hmm. Now we do need to get them to actually do some fried food. At QT. Let's go ahead.
You just
and
need
start
to have
shit.
The. You just need to have the kitchen open 24/7.
I mean, a fatty like myself just wants fried food sometimes, and.
Like I said, I didn't think Sheetz was going to be that great because I'm a Quick Trip guy. But when I went to Sheetz, it was quite amazing. I was like, I like Sheetz.
They need to, the place looks like a fucking fast food joint.
It's not, though. It's a big,
it's a fast food joint with gas out front.
Yes, because that's exactly what it is. Ugh. You're right,
you
Rusty.
You know what? I don't see.
You're right, Rusty. I forget. You've been there many times.
No, I haven't.
Your powers Where's of perception the... are amazing.
What?
How long what? Do you think this is going to go on?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hold on. There might be a picture of a gay person. You might turn gay. I wouldn't look.
Oh. I'm just trying to find one here. Let's go find your
person?
Sheetz.
You no. can't. There's not one in Oklahoma, bro.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and use my... what? Let's see. P-A-V-A, W-V, M-D, O-H, and N-C.
Michigan.
I'm a college student. I don't know if these mean
Pennsylvania, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Ohio, and North Carolina.
Gee.
Well, apparently you're a dumbass college student as well, so.
Oh, shit, son.
You write code. I don't know how you don't know abbreviations.
I know the
You worked at a job, but you had to know them for how long? 7 years?
Eight. Fuck Eight. You. Oh.
So getting back on track.
Right. Please.
Ball.
Where the fuck is our
like
ball?
You look like you have
I know,
like
she brought it
expert.
Back.
She did?
You look
she
like had. You have like expert ball gripping skills.
She has them in her purse.
Where I keep all my other ones.
We have a testicle collection.
Lady friend to give you back your balls.
A ball collection is what we call it. Not a testicle collection.
Are they on a string? And could they be like beads?
No.
Okay, good. I was worried there for a second.
Okay.
No anal beads.
Yeah, that's not even close to the route that I take out of Michigan, so I wouldn't even see one.
That's okay.
It's okay.
You should QT you should travel like over Missouri, to Ohio. So. You should travel to Ohio and visit one next time you're up there. They're quite nice.
Or I should completely skip Ohio.
Never
it's
go
not
to
that
Ohio.
I don't,
there's
not
nothing
that I,
good in Ohio. And
okay. There is something good in Ohio.
No, last time I went there, they intentionally took the long way through Ohio. And I hate that state. That state is horrible.
John from TVGP is in Ohio.
Oh, see.
We've got that. And then Cedar Point.
Eh. What about Cedar Point's not that great, dude.
The amusement park?
No, it's not
really?
That great.
I loved it.
I hated it.
I thought it was awesome.
I don't hate you for your opinion.
To Disney, actually.
Yeah. See, I didn't really care for Disney.
I don't hate you for your opinion, Holly. I just hate Ohio, so.
If you go to the parts of Disney that's set up for adults, then it's great. If you go to the Disney princess fucking bullshit,
I've gone to Disney a couple of times and Universal Studios.
I love going to the fucking clubs along the shore there, and that's fucking amazing.
Hershey Park is nice. Yeah,
no, I even love going to Epcot, drinking German beer, and having real German food.
All I'm saying is it's a really nice convenience store. I wish we had one here.
We should go. Dress up like kids. What?
You've never been?
Dress up like
you've kids. Never been to Disney?
No, my parents are too poor.
I went to Disney
I've
when
never
I was
been
like
to Disney.
Three.
When I lived when in I Florida, I didn't go to Disney. I lived
I was
like
three or four. I can't remember how old I was.
40
really
minutes away from
this
place.
I was pretty old when I went, but I just went last year, too.
Oh, I've never gone, except when I was a little itty-bitty kid because my uncle got married to his second or third wife. I don't remember what it was way back in the day, but we went to one in California.
Yeah.
I can remember bits and pieces. I can remember the ride in the car, and it stalls out on the we're on the train track, and the train's coming in through the tunnel, and then you finally get to go right before it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound traumatic at all.
Oh, it was very traumatic. I still remember that to my day. I thought we were going to die.
That's all right. The California parks got measles, right?
I knew about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
but we don't need to talk about that. Let's get back on track.
What is the track? Where is the track?
Justin, the track.
As long as I'm off the fucking track, that's
well, you've
cool.
been off your rails for a while.
Holly, what's the track?
Fuck, I don't even know. I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't know. I just got done spending like the last
2 hours helping me with the damn alternator.
Changing out Justin's alternator, so I've got no track right now whatsoever.
Big Ken's going to go down, just so you know.
I don't know. I'm looking at Kickstarter.
Supercard.
So, since we are a gaming podcast.
What?
I'm not going to talk about them right away.
Oh, I saw that. That's amazing.
The world's toughest chainmail dice
bag.
Yeah,
the dice bag's made of chainmail.
We're on the track. We're
it's
off
gaming.
The track.
It's gaming. It's dice.
Rusty, what have you been up to?
Not a damn thing. Next.
Really?
You've been doing a lot of
I've been coding for my classes, so it's taken up all
and
of
the,
my time.
In the fell swoop of 1 minute, Justin destroyed it.
I know, right? I freaking write this very, very simple game, but I've got to make sure that all of the, that a person couldn't break the game in some way, shape, or form.
And Justin broke.
And then Justin goes and plays it for like fucking 30 seconds and breaks the damn game. So I'm sitting here saying thank you, and he's like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, dude, you found a bug that I didn't see. Thank you.
Well, it's because it was all numbers-based and you just didn't factor negatives.
Well, I factored negatives and everything else except for that one. Fucking thing.
The thing with it, though, is with that, you're just... Nobody would normally do that. Like, I was intentionally doing something weird.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, nobody would... if you were asked to put an amount of stones in a pile, you wouldn't normally place a negative number of stones in the pile.
Well, maybe I'm taking them away from the pile.
There is no pile to begin with. How do you create a pile without a pile?
The pile was there before I started, and I started removing stones.
There was no pile.
I want you to create a pile.
That's true, you did. It was one hidden under a clump of dirt. And like, oh, it goes a pile. Take it out.
Negative one. The game is Nim. It is a well-known practice game created for, like, introductory coders to work out certain mathematical things, being able to work out like, a two-player turn system and so on. So I'm creating this game and I've got to write the code for it and stuff like that, and took way longer than I expected it to because of the way that shit worked. So it took me 8 hours and you fucking broke it in 30 seconds. So I'm happy and sad at the same time. I've already submitted the assignment, so I've got to like pull the assignment from his website and put.
Maybe he doesn't figure it out.
No, he will figure it out. He's one of those people.
I wish you would have named it Nip. Then when he broke it, it would.
The
show
game
that,
is Nim, dude.
I wish it was named Nip, because then when he broke it, it could tell that it was not engineered properly. But
so I could nip it in the bud.
No, I was just thinking of a crafty way to do abbreviations.
not working properly. Not implemented properly.
Not implemented properly.
There we go.
That's what you meant.
But you know,
you all right?
What?
Yeah, okay. My battery died, so I had to.
Oh, suck.
It's okay.
It's almost empty too.
I've got more in my purse.
So I've been doing that, and then I played a little bit of Destiny. A little bit, like one day out of the fucking week I played. My fucking Friday, that was it.
One day.
And that really gets me. I'm sad.
Just the game.
I wanted to raid. I wanted to raid with you guys because you finally got up to 30.
Destiny, a.k.a. WoW Crack 2 for Rusty.
It's kind of a little bit, yeah, unfortunately.
I know it is.
I only played it for like 20 minutes, and I haven't touched it since then.
I played it for like 10 minutes, and I haven't touched it, but I don't own it.
So. It just reminds me of Star Wars The Old Republic.
Just because what? Of the speeder?
You know video game? What?
No. I just spout out random.
You just Wikipedia'd it.
what did he say? Do you actually play games or do you just show your tits and make money?
Yeah, no. So I make both from your mom.
I do both at the same time.
Hey, don't forget to insert your credit card.
Why do you say it's Star Wars Old Republic?
I don't know. Maybe that's speeder. Maybe that's because I only played like 10, 15, or 15, 20 minutes speeder. On it.
She wouldn't have gotten a speeder in 15 minutes, though.
Oh, true. Well, what you could do...
How do you know? Maybe she, like, jumped in and punched some dude in the face and took it.
To get the most enjoyment out of that game, mute the TV, turn on your favorite music, because you're not going to get shit from the voiceover anyway.
Yeah, that story, the whole story of Destiny can be summed up in about two or three paragraphs with expansions.
If you really wanted to, like, find out the whole truth behind the story... You don't do it in the game.
You go to
Bungie's website.
You do it on the intranets.
There was a thing that I was doing. I watch a lot of Twitch because I've got time to watch Twitch at work, but I can't play video games, obviously. And there's a couple.
You just live like vicariously through other people,
right? The Twitch is for those people who can't play games at the moment. But want to actually enjoy the games that, you know, that other people are playing.
I have a guilty pleasure on.
On top of the fact that certain people on the internet are funny as fuck, and I can follow the shit that they do. You know, the people that the way that they interact with, you know, the people that are in chat and shit like that. That's really cool. One of the days, just recently, Bungie fired up their Twitch stream, got the art director for the Venus planet, Venus. And they did a ride along where they just drove around.
Kevin
Venus
Hart was on there.
Seriously?
Ice Cube? Anybody?
They just went to different places in Venus and, you know, and showed off, you know, like the different art styles and stuff like that. Well, they did it in Twitch. Of course, there's people in chat on Twitch and they're not interacting so well with the developers that are in Twitch. So, their Twitch channel exploded and a lot of the people were just basically...
Trolling
the fuck out of Bungie because there's a lot of issues that Bungie has not even touched or addressed that needs to be addressed.
Prom.
So that Twitch stream went down after like an hour and a half.
Did they not have moderators?
I'm sure they did, but there was an overwhelming voice and an issue with Bungie that they don't really talk to the community as much as they really should. Especially for an MMO game. I remember watching, you know, going through the forums and seeing Ghostcrawler for WoW and shit like that. He was really trying to interact with the community. Bungie really doesn't have that. And
maybe we should apply for customer service.
So, I'm hoping that gets a little bit better over time.
I think I'm going to send them an email and say that I have two people. It would be great to interact with the community.
And then who's me these and two you people? Job. Oh, no.
You don't want to be that there? Shit. What if I got us like 100K or 150K a
year? I don't care. If it has the words customer or service in it, I don't fucking care, man. I don't care if you give me $1 million to do that job. Fuck customer service.
You just want to be an old cat person and die alone in a house while they feast off of your bones. You're like,
start on the bones first, or they start on something else?
Just saying. You like... interact with people, but then you turn around. Are you bipolar?
I am kind of bipolar. Thank you for outing that shit.
On I don't know. Head. I was asking a question.
Rusty can feed his cat when he's dead for like a year.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm just saying, you do really good interacting with people, and then the moment you hear that,
see, all right. The whole idea, and I'm going to go over this just really, really quickly. Customer service itself is not a bad thing. It's the customers that I have to have a problem with.
But if you
so that right there, that is me stepping on and stepping off the soapbox in fucking 10 seconds.
Technically, I'm in customer service.
You're like,
you are.
You're like,
but you also have.
But here's the thing. It's like, but the problem is, you're really good at it. But then the moment you get really good at it, you're like, nope, never mind. Fuck this. I'm out.
I'm really good at a lot of things.
No sense.
I'm really good at a lot of things. And then
really,
I heard that.
Not those things you slick.
But I'm just saying. But if you're doing that and someone starts to troll you, you're just like, oh look, block. You're done. Next person. I mean. You got law. You got the power. You're interacting.
I have the ban hammer.
Just saying.
No, customer service on a forum does not appeal to me at all.
But no, if you're doing the Twitch thing, you're interacting with the community. Someone starts to troll, boom.
No, if I'm in a chat channel, like channel moderator, I mean, it's basically kind of like a live forum with shorter posts.
Yeah.
It's the same situation. I like being part of the crowd, but I don't want to be managing that crowd because
so he likes when I start my Twitch account. You don't want to be my moderator.
I could do a well, you know.
No, it's like he wants to throw the stone, and then when they, you're like the biggest troll ever. But yet you won't do something to interact with people and then stop the trolls.
That's a big foot troll to feed a lot of cats.
I feel like I'm a pretty big troll.
Would you, if they have $150,000, would you interact with the community on Twitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand the problem.
But I do all of my social media anyway, so.
There you go.
I feel like that's I'm good whenever Rusty, it comes so
when
to
you're,
stuff
when
like
you're,
that.
When you're working and you're homeless, remember, you have people. The money.
Homeless?
Yeah, buddy.
I'll be building the fucking networks you guys are your chatting.
Are you sure? Because then you might have to go in front and speak to someone, and then you'd be like...
My dream job is actually, like, work in a fucking server closet. It is not just a normal closet, but a server closet.
Well, what I hear is...
the hum of the hard drives?
Well...
What I hear is he wants to be in a closet. Are you ever going to come out of that closet?
Only if I'm required to.
Let's bust him out, Earl.
He come out. Just saying, you're like an enigma wrapped in bacon.
Or rainbows.
With Skittles.
An enigma wrapped in bacon, Skittles, and...
Just saying, I mean...
Stuff.
You gotta have... No matter how good of a programmer you are, you got to have customer service skills.
No, I'm not going to be a programmer, dude. That's the last fucking thing I want to do.
So what else you been doing, Rusty?
Class work.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's pretty much it, dude. When I took this semester, I knew that it was going to really cut into a lot of shit that I was going to be doing. So I've got a lot of... very time-consuming classes, so I'm really hoping, I'm struggling to get past my Destiny addiction to actually touch other games. But that's pretty much it. Man, I'm fucking boring. Can I leave now? I'm pretty depressed.
You know you'd not be depressed.
Interact what?
Interact with people. Interact with people will make you feel better.
Or play some Supercard.
Oh man, Supercard always makes me happy.
Son of a bitch. Here we go.
You can watch me.
What?
This is me pulling my phone out.
You can play some Godville.
I've already played it. Okay,
my
pet fucking got knocked out in Godville. What the hell?
He'll come back. Don't worry, buddy.
No, he won't.
Yeah, he does. They come back after a while.
They come. No, I looked this shit up. If your pet gets knocked out.
My pet's been knocked out twice, and he's still with me.
He doesn't have a level anymore.
He will.
No, he won't.
He will.
He's a dead. He's not dead. Tigger, my Tigger, my Firefox. He's dead.
Well, mine doesn't have a level either. He's just about 40. But he's still alive.
He's alive, but he's a zombie. He's not going to fight in your battles anymore.
Well, he does.
He's a zombie.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
He's got to be pet.
I need to find out how I can make him a non-zombie pet then.
Every so often, there's a quest to like do something for your pet. If you cancel that quest,
I never cancel any quests.
You will get rid of your pet, and you can then capture a new pet.
Because
you got to catch them all. I catch them all.
I don't ever.
So, Jason, what have you been doing?
Destiny and changing out alternators, evidently.
Man, this podcast is going to go by real fucking quick.
Change the subject.
Wait.
Like, I don't know where the hell we're going.
We're talking games, my friend. So, that's what we were doing.
So it's basically going to go around the table to be like Destiny and something mundane. Next, Destiny and something mundane. Next, Supercard and something mundane. Next.
Whoa, Dragon Age Origin is not mundane. I don't know who the hell you think you are.
Oh, shit. I've been fucking told.
Shots fired.
Correct.
So, Earl. We'll let you jump into some Dragon Age.
Well, let me tell you, it was like two games in one.
What, the Insomnia game and the regular game?
Yes, pretty much. The fall asleep game and then the wake up and try to correct all mistakes game. So I went ahead and completed the...
You finished one yet?
Here's the thing. Whoa, why are you coming out with an agenda? Let me
my agenda is...
I've been doing like a lot of overtime.
Okay.
So I have to work around that.
Cheeseburger overtime.
So I went to do the final one, the Paragon of Kind, or whatever the hell it's called. So I went down to Orzammar, or Orgrimmar, whatever it's called, and there was this dude yappity-yapping trying to get in, and it was... Loghain or whatever the hell his name is.
Loghain.
Loghain's guy. So then I'm like, dude, I'm going to go ahead and go in front of you. And I showed him my paper and he's all like, oh, I was here first. I should be let in. I said, you got a paper? I'm going to go ahead and go. And then he attacks me. So I have to kill him and his friends.
Ooh.
Looted their dead bodies. Went ahead and the guy was like, hey, thanks. He's giving me a headache. And I'm like, that's what I'm here to do. So I went in. Picked up a bunch of quests, fell asleep, woke up, saved the game, realized I have no idea what I did. So when I played it again, I realized I sided with both of the people fighting to be king. I don't know how I did that, but I did it. So I went back, and one dude gave me false papers. So I went to the woman, was like, hey, these are fake. And she got all mad and said, go find my dad on the Dusk Trail or whatever it's called. I don't know how to get there. I got to look in the book. Because I'm lost there. But I did have a quest to go prove myself, become a man. So I went to the Proving Grounds and went through. And there was one chick blackmailing a guy that was a champion for one of the guys. So I went in and looted her chest and found the love letters. Gave them back to him. And he's all like, hey, I'll fight by your side. I'm like, well, let's go fight. So I did pretty good. Took out the first three competitions, and then I had to have someone by my side. So I fought that and won, and then you had to do a party of four. And I'm like, all right, come on. And then they only gave me three. I was like, this is bogus. I'm supposed to have four, but I only have three. So I died the first time.
Hold on just a second. Jesus fucking Christ, Jason. Just give that to Holly.
Jason.
She's got nails.
Jason, what the hell?
I don't know if mine will be able to do that.
Do you need an instruction manual for that shit?
No, it's just not ripping.
Jason's over there, like, messing with his drink, and he's trying to pull the plastic off it. It's just, like, chipping at it. He's been doing this for, like, 5 minutes. I'm just sitting there going, I don't know. Like,
don't you have a knife?
My OCDness is, like, killing me right now.
Staring at it.
Oh, my God, he's got the plastic off. Yay!
That's why you don't buy monsters that have plastic on.
Seriously.
So continue, Earl.
Yes, please.
So I died the first time, and then the second time I fought, and I tried to throw the stun off on him, and the leader for the other team decided he didn't want to be stunned, and I died again. So then the third time, I stunned him and it got him. And then I threw my fire typhoon on him, killed everybody but him and my other guy. So then I'm running around for like 5 minutes in a big circle because I got all the aggro and the other guy's running around. He finally hits him with the hammer, the ban hammer, until he finally dies. And then I'm the champion. You know, women want me. Men swoon after me. I'm like, whoa, back up. I'm already taken. So I go out of there and I go back and do that quest. And I've got to go to the Dusk Road or the Dust Road or something. I don't even know where the hell that's at. But apparently that's where I'm headed to next. And that was it. That's what I did on Dragon Age. But it was fun, though. I went and found some stuff. Oh, I got those new backpacks so I can hold like 120 items now.
Yeah, crazy bag lady.
Man, I'm telling you, I need it because I just steal everything. I'm like, oh, it's a locked chest. Hey, I'll take that. I don't care. But then I go and sell it. And I go find the little scrolls that let you do an extra spell or an extra skill point or whatever. So I buy all those. And then I get down to like 30 gold. And I'm like, oh, I meant to buy that hat that's got all these stats. And it's 114 gold. So then I start hoarding money again. And I forget about that.
You know what that reminds me of? So I was watching Mythbusters the other day. And they did this episode on Doom.
Ooh.
And
oh, the gamer. Oh, I missed
and they
it.
Their test it's was like, basically, can you hold all the weapons that you pick up in Doom and still perform the test? And so they got one of the guys, not any of the people you think. It's not John Ramos or what's his face?
The Japanese dude?
No, it wouldn't. I mean, there might be.
The
Grand Team Megara.
No, Team no longer is on that show.
Oh, anymore. Okay. I didn't know that.
No, what I'm not saying what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Doom designers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got one of the other guys that's not as popular that was doing the level design, but he helped them convert a warehouse into a Doom level. Like, the same style, not an exact Doom level, but something from Doom 3 was the inspiration. And they did a test where they'd run through and pick up the guns as they go,
mm-hmm.
and then try to shoot guys. They were like all these modified Nerf guns, basically, that were weighted to be like real gun, well, real Doom guns, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And then the second test they had to run through, and it's like 80 pounds of guns, and carry all the guns that they picked up. And it was, as soon as you start talking about all your bag space and everything else, I'm thinking about that, like, literal characters, like, with, like, fucking treasure chests on their back, you
know?
Wow. Because they were, like, they had them in slings, like, hanging all over, and, like, the first test that Jamie does, he's, like, carrying them on his arms like grocery bags. While he's like trying to trudge through and shoot people these fake Doom guns. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they got somebody who was a UFC fighter to do it that managed to find a way to still beat their time both times. But it was a really interesting episode.
I saw the commercial for it and I'm like, I gotta see this.
And then they did real life Fruit Ninja.
Ooh.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Were they able to do it?
It's probably, I mean, I've seen
Rooster Teeth already did that.
Yeah, Real Life Fruit Ninja.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just going to throw that out there.
Well, they've been doing the Real Life gaming stuff for a while,
hey,
too.
Hey, yeah. we're talking about Mythbusters right now, lady. Okay?
Just saying, that stuff finally made it to Mythbusters, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, why you always got to shit on someone's parade?
So, Holly.
Just saying, they did it first.
Negative Nelly over there.
Negative Nelly.
No, the Simpsons probably did it first. Listen here, Debbie Downer.
All right. Debbie Downer.
You haven't been on the show in a minute. What you been up to?
No, I have been working and dealing with my dog.
Ooh. Your dog is precious, by the way.
I do love my dog.
Listen, here's the thing.
He's so expressive.
I have no problem with any dogs. Whatsoever, whether it's a Chihuahua up to a pit bull. Now, there's some dogs that are meaner than other dogs, and that's because that's the way their masters raise them.
Right.
But I get very upset, and my wife watches a lot of Caesar Milan for the Dog Whisperer, and he's, huh? Yeah. The Carmen episode. The Carmen episode. Anyways, no, I was trying to think of what you did, and I was like, oh, I know what you're doing. Anyways, and he's got like that pit bull advocacy thing.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. And I do get upset whenever people stereotype pit bulls. And that's why I don't get
if you were to
stereotype anybody because of their race, you would be the most hated person. But you stereotype that pit bull because your neighbor is a douche and and makes his dog mean, and it runs at your kid, and now all dogs are that way. So that's what that's one of the big things is, how are you going to stereotype an animal, and it's okay, but you stereotype a person and it's not okay.
I mean, there's a couple of things with animals, though. I mean, like pet bears, like I can imagine that could be a dangerous thing, or pet lions, you know.
Well, yeah, that's different. But like I said, it like Caesar says, a dog's sole purpose is to make you happy. So if you making it mean, it's going to want to be mean because it wants to make you happy.
Yeah.
And then when it is mean and you let it go, now that dog has to suffer because all it knows is, I got to be mean.
Because
and
you're a bad owner.
Exactly. So, but no, your dog, I mean, I've never met your dog in person, but your dog seems like a really, really nice dog. And it makes me mad whenever people
He's met him a couple of times. Do you think he's changed since the last time you went over to my place?
He's behaving better than he was.
We've been trying really hard with him, too.
He was really hyper before.
Mm-hmm.
And really wanting attention all the time.
Well, and now, people would give him attention, and I would give him attention whenever he was really happy, but we've gotten to the point where he now realizes that if I want pets, I have to be calm. I have to work for it. I can't just, people aren't just going to pet me because I'm here and because I'm fucking adorable.
Well, I mean, he would, like, I'd be doing something at your house, or just be sitting down, and he'd be like, just pushing me with his head.
He's like, hey, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. But no, now, like, Lynn and I have gone through the effort to make sure that if we are going to pet him, like, if I feel like I want to pet him, I make him do something first.
There you go.
Even if it's just sitting or laying or, you know, being a little gentleman like I tell him to do.
Do you have a top hat for your dog?
A what?
And a mononicle.
A top hat.
No.
Mononicle.
You gentlemen.
No, he sits up on his hind legs and puts his paws like this.
Mm-hmm.
Which they can't see, but and then whenever I do that, I can make him high five me.
Nice.
It's adorable. But yeah, I do love him. He's still a little shit fuck sometimes, but
oh, you got a pet name for him.
Yeah, little shit fuck.
Like when I was fixing your computer and I saw the stain.
Okay, at that point he had an obstruction though, and he had been sick for about a month. He lost like 14 pounds in a month. He had swallowed one of his toys.
Look at that one, by the way.
And then, you know, finally pooped it out, which was sad.
My son gets a
obstruction. How's that sad?
How is it sad? Because he pooped out a ball that was like this big.
But
that's
got
sad. How would you feel?
Relieved.
If you pushed a ball out of your ass this big that had little spikes.
It would suck during the act.
Yeah.
And then afterward, I'd be like, oh my God, it's gone.
And then like.
I say you don't know
and
my poops.
And then like a couple weeks worth of like obstructed. Blah.
Well, my son clogged the toilet and because like he pooped out the great big
later.
Ball. He's always happy. He's like, wah!
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's.
I still haven't found the nickel and dime that I swallowed when I was a kid. Hey, it's got to be worth a little bit more than 15 cents now, right?
No, not really.
I'm not gonna go find it though.
Besides the dog pooping, what else have you been up to?
I have been fucking around on Facebook a lot, which has been a lot of fun. Trolling people and making other people troll other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually been fairly entertaining reading it.
I usually don't interact. Occasionally I do.
Yeah, you don't interact that much. I don't think you've ever said anything on the. Like,
I've only interacted one time.
Post that I make about.
Oh,
messages.
Random shitty people.
Mm-hmm.
Those are funny.
No, I usually just want to sit back and watch.
I
and
just enjoy
it.
More of the reason I do that is just because you got like your internet personality and your real personality. So sometimes, like, I don't give two fucks about some of those people anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get defensive for you because you're my friend. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, because they're not going to know that you're actually my friend in real life either.
Yeah.
Like, whenever the guy started talking shit to Earl, it was.
She was like, hey, he's a friend. But that dude's a douche. And then I just find it funny because they were like, well, I was asking an honest question. And then it was like, there was no question. It was you making a statement.
Yeah.
Being a dumbass. And then you're going to forget that you said a derogatory statement. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that. I don't understand people. They're dumb. I'm like, it's different if you were like, come check out my blah, blah, blah on Twitch. Yeah, that might get you to control. But you were just like, well, it doesn't like me. I can't stream. That's all you said. And then people were like, I'll help. Then,
yeah, and then that asshole.
Yeah, I don't understand people, why they want to be dumb. It doesn't make no sense.
Oh, well.
I was going to say, we started playing a little bit of Dying Light.
Yeah, we played Dying Light.
No.
That was really all that I played. Well, I played a little bit after that, too, until I came up to the spinner and didn't have any Molotovs left, so I just kind of...
You just need to get in there and just...
Back away from that.
Android?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but the Sledgehammer guy is still in there, too.
Yeah, you'll get over
so
that.
So I need to go, like, I need to go pick up Molotovs and stuff like that, because I didn't really have anything whenever that happened. The three Molotovs that I had didn't work on that guy,
well,
so
realize,
I've got to go
like,
and
you can
like, kind of
just play that game however you want. You can basically just... Most of the missions aren't... I haven't really ran into a mission that seemed like it was on a timer.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like, oh, you really need to do this right now, and you can just go roam that open world, and
I'll
just put
like,
it on the
back
burner.
I'll do it right now.
But
by
that,
I mean I'm going to go loot.
You can do that. And level
kill
up.
Some zombies and get extra shit.
You played at night?
God. Yeah, there was one. I was, like, stuck outside. It was the... One of the safe houses, and I didn't know you were supposed to close the gate.
Cool.
So I'm, like, in the safe house, but the door doesn't close or anything like that, and it's still telling me that I need to secure the safe zone or the safe house. Whatever.
Sorry.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
I didn't realize you're going to play footsies
with me.
It's,
like, just south of the main one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that I was supposed to close the fence, so I was pretty much outside all night.
Justin wouldn't open the door and let you
nothing
in.
Nothing ever happened though, because I could
person.
See like I could see the vision of whatever the fuck those things are called.
Yeah,
they could never see me, and there was never anything that actually came into the area.
But you just had to close the gate.
Yeah, that's all I had to do, and I didn't know that. But I got extra XP because I was outside for so long.
Running in circles.
But I was in the house where
it
the bed
just
is.
Wasn't secured.
Right. I just had to go close the gate and didn't know.
That game's kind of terrifying at night, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, anytime it starts to get dark, I'm like,
fuck,
I'm
going
to go home.
Yeah.
No, wow.
Like, there was one of the safe houses is like in a tower, and you have to like parkour your way up this tower.
It's almost like the zombies get superpowers at night.
Well, there are special zombies that get superpowers at night. And the regular shamblers aren't that bad, it's just the zombie police.
I hate the exploding ones.
The suicide zombies?
Yeah, I don't like those, and I hate that it attracts the really fast zombies after that. I don't understand that. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
That's the noise?
Yeah, but...
Have you fired a gun yet?
No, I have not.
There's not really
I don't
a reason
think
to.
I'm going to.
There's not a real reason to, like, unless you're already being attacked by the runners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't ever mess with guns. And the guns aren't really that... Like, I found a couple that are fairly... Like, the shotgun is kind of awesome. It's a double-barrel shotgun, and it does, like...
Massive damage.
Six times the damage of a regular swipe from something else, which usually means, like, a headshot is just instant death for pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Have you found I found the freaking Claymore yet?
No, I haven't.
I was watching Twitch. Saw some, you know, some dude that was running around with a fucking Claymore that had, like, this little flamethrower attachment connected to the blade. I don't know why it works or how it works, but it does fire damage.
Oh, yeah, there's all sorts of elemental damage in that game.
And he would be parkouring over something and then fucking come down with the sword, and it would slice fuckers in half.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, it doesn't... So Dead Island had that thing with the analog system where you could basically chop, you know, like a headshot, arm shot, leg shot. I got an unlock right now where I can run and slide and then do like a kick while I'm sliding, and I'll break their legs and they'll just be crawling around on their arms. It's really nice when you see a crowd and you just like slide underneath them basically, or you have this like Mario thing where you run up to them and then you jump on their head and they can jump way up and kind of jump over them all.
Damn.
You kind of unlock some really cool like abilities like that. I got a jump kick too.
You know what I'm saying?
So I can kind of like, you know, Chuck Norris my way through things.
Roundhouse kick, everyone?
Yeah. Well, not quite roundhouse kick, but, like, there's a shield that you can get that's really cool that you can upgrade to, like, it's called Tesla Shield. What are you guys doing over there?
Nothing. We're talking. Sorry. I'm listening to you.
We are talking on a podcast.
Well, can't we listen? I listen to many podcasts, and people side talk while other people are talking. So, continue.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Man. You guys over there watching Twitch?
No.
No.
You're really defensive about that.
Yeah, I did.
We're looking at Kickstarter.
No.
I was asking a question about a Kickstarter thing I saw.
Yeah, I'm trolling Kickstarter at the moment.
Continue. We were listening.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh shit! Fucking show's over. Somebody's wow. fucking vagina's fucking sandy.
Good lord,
oh. Sandal man. Do what I want.
Here, hold on.
You were saying?
Hold on.
Actually, I lost my train of thought.
So
evidently, Daddy needed. A
you were talking about
elemental. You're talking about elemental damage, and there's a shield.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I minimized that so he would know we're not looking at it no more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dang, let him finish.
I was just giving you guys shit.
Cry, baby. Dang.
Just giving you guys shit. Anyways, do you have a plate anymore?
No, I haven't had any time. Not since then, because I've either been working or I've been cleaning up around the house.
You
or
know, I
taking
need somebody
Atticus
to sponsor
to
me.
Turkey Mountain.
I would love to get sponsored.
Hanging out with you guys. I was going to sit at home and play video games all night last night, but then someone decided we should go drink.
Oh, I know, right?
Somebody decided they would actually pick you up.
Sponsors. Well, yeah. And someone decided that she was okay with that.
Okay.
We'll have to figure it out.
Because she can drink.
We've got to be likable to have sponsors.
I got to say, though.
People love me. People fucking that, love me. I don't know about you.
That fucking chicken fried steak skillet at Vintage Inn was...
Vintage Inn, man.
Vintage Inn was fucking amazing
vintage
afterwards.
No, that pie was fucking amazing.
That was crack.
Everybody loves pie.
Were you feeding me pie?
Everybody loves pie. Whether it's pumpkin or it's apple or it's cherry.
You just said that and I just remembered that. You were feeding me pie last night.
Yes.
You want to know the worst part about that? So the 3 bites of pie that were left that Casey...
Yeah.
He dropped it.
Like right outside the door to Village Inn.
I almost dove for it.
Yep.
It was almost worth the skinned knees.
Well,
man.
My memory's still a little hazy from last night. And I did... You said pie.
Pie.
And I was like, how was I eating? I was like, Holly was pulling me.
Are you that drunk?
Yes. I was pretty drunk. She's over there just like forking it out, just won't.
And
I'm sitting here going, Mom,
I should have had this on.
My little baby needs
some
pie.
So I was like, here.
My little baby needs some pie. You want your pie?
And instead of, like, I was drunk, so instead of fucking moving it over to you, I was like, I'll just keep on reaching over in front of Casey and fucking feeding you. I don't know. I only fed you like twice, though.
Okay. Well, that's a little less embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Other people would have thought it was sweet because they probably thought y'all were a couple.
With the third one, you were.
Or that I was very special.
With the third one, she's trying to hit your mouth with it. You're moving your mouth trying to get around the fork. And finally, you're like, give me the fork.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember. Well,
I remember how it tasted. It just like jogged my memory. I was like, what the fuck was going on?
And the only thing I remember from that particular moment was the fact where I said, I need a bib, and I've got a fart.
I don't remember either one of those.
And you and Justin tried to convince him to go crossed up.
Yeah.
Crop dust the table.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, I crop dust at work. And I'm like, well, no. Where I work, awesome. That shit happens. But where you work, man, that's kind of different.
Well, it's because you didn't barely have a butt flap. So I mean, it's got to be more foul.
The fuck was I saying? I said something about it, like, splitting up or something like that. Because I'm thong too. I don't know what I said.
What
did I say?
Oh, dude, a fart just... around a G-string.
Does it make a whistle
sound? You just said it.
You know, yellow piece of plastic? Or...
Yeah. Does it make that sound? I don't wear G-strings, so I don't know.
Is it like that cowboy whistling thing? Like, I can't whistle that.
They're like, oh, there's Holly. She's farting again. I hear the dead, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's what that is, isn't it?
Yeah. There's some good, the bad, and the ugly.
But, No, instead, Rusty squirted a little of it out on the walk back to the car.
Oh, please don't ever use the word squirt.
I was going to say, I heard squirt, and I'm like, whoa, what? Because we had that discussion before they showed up.
About, phrasing. We did talk about squirting.
Phrasing.
Please don't squirt.
Yeah, we did.
And it's got pee in it.
So, that's terrible. No, Rusty decided to let that particular fart out once he sat in the car.
Dude, there's something relaxing about a car seat, just sitting like fucking sit there. And you've juicy? Got the right angle. You
no,
like,
I didn't even hear the shit go off.
You smelled
but
it.
Was there I shit? Realized what but, was happening. I was in my like drunken state. The only fucking I'm like I don't get the words. I'm gonna fart. I get the.
yeah, what's gonna happen?
and then I. Have the presence of mind to roll the window down and as say, it goes.
I'm sorry. My wife. No, dude, this part was foul enough. He choked my wife out. My wife is trying to drive, and she's going.
She was going to throw up. I'm sitting here going,
oh my God, it's amazing.
Oh my God, it can't be that bad. Oh my God, it's that bad.
And whenever you cringe from your own farts, that's bad.
Yeah.
He had the beer shit parts early, too. Man.
That's PBR, I'm telling you.
Man, my daughter will fart and she'll say, I farted.
And that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I don't think you could have made it. I don't think you
could have made it. What if Rusty did that?
I don't think Rusty's going to pull off the cuteness.
And everybody would be like, run!
Sometimes she'll be in her high chair and she'll do it and it'll rumble. So I go,
farted.
Oh,
why am I looking at
farts?
Stop! No, I was looking at schoolwork.
We're not allowed to be on Kickstarter. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
It upset him, so that's why you were at school.
We're gonna go ahead and just do that. There we go. See, now we're getting some red spikes.
I know we are.
I told you guys because I remember that I paid for it and I was like, yeah, just go tip. But as I was telling you to go tip, I was putting 20% in.
Really? So that's she got hilarious. Like,
she
got like 40%.
She got a good tip.
There
whatever,
you go. Nothing wrong with that.
She got like 40%.
So the, you guys weren't there whenever I was talking about it though. But I went to a restaurant that's over there by that bar, and I ordered a burger and I was eating and it had bacon and a big piece of bacon and cheese fell off. And I didn't think anything of it, so I ate my burger, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to get this. And I pulled up the bacon, and it was, like, embedded in the cheese. It was really coarse black hair. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to eat that piece of bacon. So I get done, and she was like, oh, you done? I was like, hey, I don't really care. But I was like, this is coarse black hair. I was like, what are the cooks? And then she's like, oh, I'll go talk to the cooks right now. I'm real sorry. And then the manager had come over and was like, I heard there was an issue with your meal. And I'm like, oh, it's no issue, but... And I showed it because it was like embedded in the cheese. It's not like I just went like, oh, here we go, put that right there. Like it was in, like you had to pull it off and cheese came up with it. But he was like, I was like, I don't want anything. I'm just looking at the big picture. If that were to happen to other people, there was a lot of people just in that bar area getting food. And the other places were packed too. And people just kept coming in. I don't know if there was a convention that night or what. But there was, when I left at 8:30, there was like a line out the door.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, you got a lot of people in here. I don't. And then she came back. She was like, so my manager felt really bad. So it was like the price of the drink. I was like, are you sure? I was like, I don't want anything for free. I'm just. She goes, no, it's fine. You already did. I'm like, oh, you get a bigger tip. So she got she got an $8 tip where she only gotten $5. Because I always go $5 unless it's like a $40 or $50 $40 or $50 ticket. And then I'll do more. But it's like that was a $3.20 ticket, so she got $8. So she got 200 something, way more than she would have gotten. But even if that, it would have been a $20 ticket, and I would have still gave $5. So, because I just take the tax and double it, and if it is less than $5, I give $5. If it's more, then I just round it up. So if it was like $6.90 on tax, I'd give $7.
See, if people ever take something off of my order,
yeah,
because there was a fuck up. Like, I understand that it's not the waitstaff's. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if there's something that I don't actually have to pay for, yeah, that I ordered and ate,
yeah,
I'm still going to give them money, yeah, for that.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. Like I said, I had two 20s, and I had, what was that, 8, 9, 10, 11 $11 in just, you know, five and some ones. So I was like, well, here's $325 because it was $324. And I was like, and there's the rest for you. So, but yeah, no, I got a free meal too. I was like, heck yeah.
And free soda.
And free soda, yeah. I had to buy the Diet Coke I had at the drink, so.
I know. Yeah, no. All last night I was just trolling my work group, which I know my boss loves. Yeah.
And yeah. we're taking cell
I heard about that today hardcore. From yeah. from your old team lead.
Yeah.
She thought it was funny.
Yeah, I the last couple of times that we went out being drunk, I did the same thing. Me and Holly took a bunch of selfies.
Mm-hmm. Last week.
Yeah, and I trolled my work group that time. And then I took some selfies plus some pictures of my hand from Cards of Humanity and threw it in the... We use a program which some people are familiar with, that. Some aren't, called GroupMe, and it's basically a big group chat, which my it's work like group is too. Fairly uncensored most of the time, but not at work, I guess. So this is kind of our, you know, cut loose thread. But it also helps us, like, if I'm not going to be in work, I can let everybody know it's in my work group, whether they're on work or not, that I'm not going to be there without right. having to, you know, it's fairly low
That's
maintenance.
That's what we use for our department.
So... I always do that. I'd be like, hey, I'm not going to be there, which didn't happen hardly ever. But so on Saturday, the last two Saturday nights, I went out drinking, and I've just trolled my work group. It was pretty funny.
That's
I think I pissed a couple of people off. But
just one.
Just one.
Just oh, yeah. one.
Just one.
I was. I don't think anyone else would have got pissed off, but just one.
Yeah, in fact, a couple of people were, I think, commenting on the fact that they wish they were doing things equally as fun.
Yeah, I'll say you probably only
but,
really
but
made one
person mad. But my
boss
has insomnia too, so he's like, you know, it is like 2 in the morning, so maybe we should quit it.
My boss, whenever he was in ours, would always say, like, because he always had like 5 or 6 of them, and yeah. his phone always goes off, so like whenever he was our boss, like 6, we'd always get the one that's like, it's 6 o'clock, no one needs to post in this thread. So we never really post much in ours.
Oh, well then,
if our boss did that, it would just go like
it just go
double
explode.
Overtime.
But if you had my if your manager was my old manager and he says that, then you don't. I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah, I understand.
You don't make him mad.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know.
We know who
you're
old man.
You don't make Pappy. You don't make great. You don't make Pappy. Pappy, you know who mad.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah, that didn't happen. It was going until 2 last night.
But your boss is a lot cooler though. I mean, more laid back.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So,
now, in fact, he was trolling us. He's like, "All right, well, I guess you're drunk, and I don't know if you're gonna make the 6 a.m. meeting."
Do you know if your boss was Casey's boss, you would probably have one at 6 a.m.
Probably.
Yeah.
He comes back Monday, I think.
Anyways, well, let's get off work, but. So yeah, Dying Light. And
Dying Light's been fun. I need to play more of it. If I end up not working tonight, that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm probably gonna play a little bit of.
If we get out of here early enough, I'm gonna go and play some DAO.
Well, we will work on that. So Dying Light, still pretty fun game.
Yeah. God, I need to get a new. You.
What?
Can you?
What?
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 Can you go?
What?
Which one can
what?
I do
what?
That would
what?
Make me the most to get me a new gaming system? Would it be GoFun? Crowdsource. Which one would be the best one to do?
Either both of those things require you to pay.
To help us.
The donation process.
The donation to get.
She gets her donations in a different way.
Well, I know, but I meant you do a lot of. you do a lot of like the social and all that. So which one would be the best one if you were to put one out there? Like, look, I really would love to get one of these, but I'm a poor father of four.
I would say GoFundMe is really going to be the only option. I don't know how well people do with GoFundMe because there was one of my friends, his work buddy's daughter was in a wreck on her 17th, or it was her, technically it was her 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Her friend was driving drunk.
Ooh,
they wrecked the car. It was her and then two other girls. So it was the girl that got hurt,
mm-hmm.
the driver, and then one of their other friends.
Yeah.
I don't know if the girl that got hurt was drunk. More than likely she was.
Yeah.
They wrecked. The other two girls were perfectly fine, like flipped the car and everything,
wow.
threw the girl's body out of the car whenever it flipped.
Crazy.
Those girls took off.
Oh,
what?
No. Yeah, they took off. They went to like a convenience store or something like that.
Wasn't there.
Called
Wasn't
one
me.
Of their boyfriends to come pick them up and went home.
And left the other girl out there to die.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that sucks. Again, we're a very selfish community.
Well, the other girl is struggling now. She's going, like, she keeps going into a coma and stuff like that. She's not doing so well right now. Like, it was her 18th birthday.
No, I have noticed, like, on some that I read when I was looking at it, it was like, one person was like, I like to drink beer and play games. I got beer, but no games. And, like, he had, like, $400 in his. And then someone put in the thing. It was like, why are we giving this person $400 where mine to help out my sister's mom buy medication because she can't, doesn't even have a dollar. So, I mean, there are a lot more people on there that are get upset when one like that would make morning than theirs. Cause, but, again.
It is upsetting. What pisses me off is that. On Facebook, like, I get a lot of likes and shares and shit like that constantly. Comments, whatever.
Yeah.
I had posted the GoFundMe for this girl.
I saw that.
And there was one like.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys are fucking
people,
dicks.
Because people don't want to contribute to serious stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
It is.
I was pissed off for, like, 2 days about that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't see it. You will find out I'm the worst Facebooker ever. Like, question not being posted for forever.
No, I didn't know, because I was like, what do I look at the most? So I didn't know.
I think GoFundMe would be the best one. You can't really do Kickstarter or anything like that.
No, you can't, no.
And then crowdsource, whatever, I don't know anything about that one.
You could do, GoFundMe is one of those that you don't necessarily have to have a
Now, that one, it wasn't Kickstarter. I think it was GoFundMe or crowdsource. It's about that guy in I think it was Detroit. Walked to his job for 10 years because his car broke down. Did you see that?
I saw something about that.
Yeah, he had a documentary on it, and so he raised like $300,000, so it paid for his car and any kind of repair stuff for like so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they showed it and stuff, and all he wanted was a Ford Taurus. I was like, okay. It's not like he went like a fancy car. It was like he wanted a red Ford Taurus with black interior, and that was really cool. But yeah,
it's easier to do that way. If a couple of people just donate $10,
like no sleep because he was talking about walking, like the way he does it and stuff. He's like, he gets home like at 2, lays down and gets back up at 5 to be able to walk to get back at work on time. I was like, man, that's like no sleep. Why don't you sleep at the damn warehouse? But yeah, so I was thinking about doing that. Maybe do a little GoFundMe. So then if I get that, and I get a little extra monies, maybe I can get 2 systems.
I'm going to get me a TV.
Why don't you just go dumpster diving?
That's true.
I really thought about doing that for real. But we don't want that last one. I'm going to take that idea and then we'll have the money. But I really, after I read the article, I was like, I really want to try that.
Dude, when I lived up north Michigan, the Myers up there would throw away shit that was perfectly fucking usable.
Mm-hmm.
Like Myers is kind of like a super Walmart. It's got food and it's got a bunch of other stuff in it.
Oh, okay.
But some of those things that they would do is they would have the tool sets, like socket sets and shit like that they'd have out there. But if somebody took one of the socket sets, they couldn't sell the set. So they would throw the whole set away.
Like what I was saying about the ones for the returns, yeah.
So
you could, if you got that, you had a garage sale. Say you got like 4 or 5 of them, and you got the ones that were taken out, and you made like 3 or 4 110 piece socket sets, and you sold the thing for like $30, $40 bucks. How much? Well, but because that article I read, the guy did that in a garage sale. Like he had a bunch of printer cartridges that they weren't used. Right. They just got thrown out in bulk. He said that he made, like, in 2 days, made $3,000. He made, last year, made $250,000.
Yeah.
That's all right. People can do it. Tulsa's a big city. It's okay.
There's other things that was doing up there. I mean, there would be, CDs and DVDs and shit like that was thrown away because the case was bad. The disc was perfectly fine, but the case broke.
Yeah.
So they would write them off and just toss them in there. So what happened was I actually worked there for a bit, and I worked there around the time the PlayStation 2 came out. That was the time frame. And that was also when, like, Magic the Gathering was really, really big.
Oh, my
And
it still is big.
I know, but it was it was starting to get.
Think if they threw some of that out and you got that, and you got the really good cards.
Well, it happens. Heck yeah. Happens very often because people would go in there, open the packs, look through to see if they could find it, but you know they wouldn't get to it in time or something like that, and they just throw the pack onto the shelf. Well, I worked in the toy section, so I would see like fucking 18 of these packs, open packs. I couldn't open them up or anything like that to see what was there, but they were open, so we couldn't sell them. So we'd take them in back.
Open them up.
We'd scan them, write them off, set them in a basket, and then on a specific day, which I'm not going to let anybody know, but there was a specific day where they would go out and they would toss everything that had been written off.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure I was off that day.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I'm really thinking about doing that, because I'm going to tell you what, like I said, I made 75 G's in a year doing that.
But then you've got to think, like, where, you guys know where I worked before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With them, anytime they had guides or something like that, like, they would rip them up. Like, they would take a box cutter and just rip them in half and then throw them out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you just got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. I just assume that most people would just damage the stuff before they actually throw it out. So that wasn't going to happen.
Breaking the
most stores don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most don't think about it. I was going to say, I'm thinking about doing it.
Of course, where I worked out,
let me correct that. All stores have policies for that. Whether or not the employees working at that particular store follow policy.
For instance, like for tools and shit like that, you have to have like a metal grinder for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes the disposal of those tools is more expensive than just fucking throwing them out.
Money. I'm just saying, if you, like, say you found the one with the tools and you just collect them and you get enough set up, and then when garage sale season happens, people will buy cheap tools.
Let's just stop the podcast and go dumpster
diving. Let's go dumpster dive.
I'm thinking about
right now,
I'm really thinking about going around and driving because he talked about what you have to do legally, and they can't stop you from doing it. So I was like, man, I'm going to one day just drive and be like, all right, that one's legit, okay. That one's legit. All right, great deal.
I'm gonna map it out.
Heck yeah, man! I'm telling you, the economy.
You
know that girl
spot.
Terry at work? That's you know what I'm saying. She doesn't do the dumpster diving, but she has contracts with the casinos, and because she has a business, so like they'll say, okay, we need our storage lockers cleaned out. This is the day you come. She sells so much stuff because that's what whenever she first moved down here, her and her husband, that guy taught her how to do it, and he gave her some of the stuff, and she'll just take the copper wiring. She has all these people that she has that will buy it. Like the one of the casinos, they did it. They have security systems. They had it, and then they upgraded and got brand new ones, so they were never used. She had she said she got 10 to 20 security cameras that were never used. They weren't even open, and they reselled for like $200-$300. So she had a guy that bought them $100 a piece. So she made $2,000 just selling him never open, and then he resold him and shop for full price.
Yeah, you just
she just makes mad money off that stuff too. I was like, dang, I need to do something like that.
I think you would have to be cheap about it too, though. You can't overcharge people.
No, but she made all these contacts and stuff, and she found one. They had the stuff, and they were like, "Well, we'll buy all of this. Normally, it's this. We'll buy that for like $150, and it's normally like $400 or $500. She got it for free, so that's $150 profit. So yeah, she makes a lot of money off that stuff, and she has people that.
Well, that's a good thing about estate sales too. You can do the same thing with those.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. I'm really thinking about doing that. After I read that, I was like, I could definitely do this.
I want to go LARPing.
LARPing's fun. I used to LARP a long time ago.
I used to troll some LARPs.
We did melee.
I don't think I could actually do LARPing.
Really?
We did melee, and it was fun. We did with the foam over the PVC pipe.
We give you enough Jameson and Cokes. I think you could.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if I was shit-faced, I could probably do it, but...
Yeah. Melee's fun, except unless you go against the Tulsa Melee Club, and they're a bunch of bitches.
I just have... Okay, I'm not going to go my tirade against LARPing. I hate LARPing.
Oh, come on.
No.
Now, LARPing.
It seems like half of them are fucking like vampire.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's why I like doing melee, but that Tulsa Melee Club or a bunch of
dudes. That's not really.
But
that's
you don't
want to
do Tulsa by night?
Fuck that shit.
What'd you say?
You don't want to do Tulsa by night?
Why not, Jason?
What's bad is we know half of those douchebags.
Yeah.
So the Tulsa Melee Club is worse because when we went out there the one time we did it, we would go against them, and they would have their stuff on. So it's like, okay, well, this takes four hits. So we would play them, and we would hit them hard, like wham, 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 four dead stangos. I didn't feel it. It didn't count. I didn't feel it. You didn't hit me. I was like, we just hit you four times. I didn't feel it. Doesn't count. Sorry. And then he'd hit you, and, you know, we play where if you get hit, you take it like, I'm done. He's like, all right. Yeah, I didn't feel that, so it didn't count. I was like, you're an ass. It's like if you're not part of their little tight knit, you got to pay $5 or $10 every time you come out to be part of their club. Then it's like, no matter what you do, they just like, I didn't feel it. It didn't count unless I feel it. And then it made our friend Eric mad one time, and a guy hit it, and there's no headshots, and he just hit this head, dude, in the head as hard as he could, and he was like, what the fuck? He's like, you felt it that time, didn't you? And he just walked off. It was hilarious. But yeah, they're douches. I hate the Tulsa Melee Club. I don't like any of them. If you listen, I don't like y'all. Suck my cock. They make me mad. I'm not lying, dude. If you're not going to play the game right, why do you play the game at all? It makes no sense.
He's serious about this shit.
Yeah, he is deadly serious.
I mean, on my video game, like when I play like Madden, I turn the AI down and I understand I'm cheating at that game, but it's a computer. But when you play a game against somebody and the thing is you get hit, you know, it's different if you're running and they swipe at you and it hits your clothes and you don't feel it. But when you're toe-to-toe and they hit you in your side and you go like that and you could tell you felt it and they're like, oh, didn't feel it. I'm like, you are an
basically
ass.
What Earl's talking about is like, he's talking about the physical version of fucking lag switches.
Let me go ahead and just, wow.
Well, and it's,
that's one way to say it.
I was going
to
say, you were talking about LARPing. I mean, that's sort of LARPing because they do the whole tournament thing, but the LARPing I'm talking about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, kind of like off of the one movie, Role Models.
Freeze.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psst. Freeze. Oh, when a LARP happens and they fucking yell freeze, everybody stops doing exactly what like they're mimes. Doing, and then they act like fucking mimes where they go like turn by turn in a fight.
Yeah, we never did that.
Stupid.
We never did that. We just played melee.
I was kind of a douchebag when I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. I say kind of a douchebag as in a big douchebag, and they did the freeze thing, and I took my beer and chucked it at a guy, and then I kept walking.
See, I had fun with melee because we had fun with melee because we would do different ones. Like we would.
Well, it was because I was setting up a house party at the house next door.
Oh, that would
and
suck.
They were doing it in the backyard, and I don't know.
And you it were was one of
I was an asshole, but I mean, like we were, like we had like this like garage punk band going at the same time too, and they were LARPing.
Oh, that's like the nerds. That's like everybody hating on the nerds. Like you're a nerd. Quit.
Well, we were playing. Well, at that time it was like fucking N64, but. You know, like we had games going on, but it wasn't.
LARPing is a totally different thing, though. I mean,
like,
there are totally different.
Well, there's different types of nerds, and
they're a total different sect.
Both, most of them, and I, you know, I have a couple of friends that are LARPers, and I get along with them. I really will never be part of that crowd.
I just don't understand the pull of taking a tabletop game that you love and enjoy and taking it that far.
Wait,
like.
No,
I don't.
It's called it's total immersion. That's what it is. You dress up like a fool, you act like a fool, and you run around with a rolled up parchment of your character in your hand, and it's just sad, really sad. Because if I'm the game master and I'm going, okay, your character died, and I take your character sheet away from you, and you're sitting around the table, you're sitting there going, do, 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 do. Okay, I'm gonna create a new character. In a LARP, you're sitting there going, oh, fuck now. I'm going to, like, you know, change.
Making a costume.
I got to go change.
Yeah.
That is true.
You know what? My personal favorite thing to do, play females. I can't do that in a LARP.
Sure you can.
You could.
I could. It could probably be Helga. Helga.
You know, it's
Helga the
nice.
Best.
I play this tabletop with a buddy of mine, and one of the things that I really like about it is it's really short and to the point. Like, it's a... very much a combat RPG
mm-hmm.
with some story elements, but he basically sets it up like an RPG quest system. And he's got he thinks like a programmer, so it's kind of like an and or statement thing that he's got going on with the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he runs it. He plays a character in the game and then uses dice rolls to kind of help direct us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then if we die, he's got like basically 1 through 100 characters. You roll, that's what you got.
Boom.
There's a character sheet that he's already drawn a character for, already has pre-made stats for, and a stat tree progression for it. Bam, there's your new character. Let's see how you do with that one.
That sucks, though, whenever you play one that someone else already made. Like, when we did D&D, you would...
Well, the idea is we'd do this twice a year. But we don't want to spend 2 hours on character creation.
No, but what we did is, whenever we did it, you always came with at least 5 character sheets. You get the one you're going to play, but you keep the other 4 for ready. So if you die, you just go pick your next one, and boom, you're there. So it's easier to play one that you make than play someone that someone else makes, because if you're not familiar with the character, it's a little bit hard.
No, it's not. You create the character on the fly. It's called improv.
Well, with what we do,
you can improv, but you can't go out and meet people.
Well, there wasn't. I came to. Hey, I was in that same bar that you saw the other guy that died. You know, I was right there. I served you your drinks, man. What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry. I cut you off.
I'm leaving now. Shut the fuck up.
What the hell, Rusty? Why would you do that?
I'm sorry.
Horrible friend.
Real life trolling with Rusty in this.
Oh, and here's the emo troll. Look at him. You made Rusty cry, you douche.
Is that the Motro?
Motro, that's right.
Cry emo kid.
Cry in your corner. My daddy's rich and I don't have a good life.
What?
Have you guys played Besiege?
Besieged.
No.
Yeah.
Besieged.
Not yet.
So, I found this game on Steam. Not so long ago. I was really interested. It's an early access like sandbox game for like $7. And you basically make war machines. When I mean war machines, like sort of medieval-esque. It's like, you know, you played Legos and had like Legos way back when?
Mm-hmm.
These work like that. And you build your little virtual machine, and then it just gives you objectives like wipe out this village, wipe out these villagers, wipe out this hut, navigate to this minefield. And it's all physics-based. And if you basically, you build your machine, and you go try to take this thing out. If it doesn't work, you hit stop, and you can restart.
Hmm.
And it recompiles your machine together because it's very physics-based. Like, I took a platform that I built with, like, 4 wheels, and then I put, like, way too much weight on the side, so I put these long arms out with, like, 30 cannons on it. Well, apparently I didn't like that. When all the cannons shot, like, it shot my arms off.
What? Shut your arms off?
Like, the arms that they were mounted on or the big platform that it was mounted on broke because I had too many cannons on that one platform. So I reinforced it with a bunch of struts. And then put a bunch of, like, spinning blades in the front. And then tried it again. I used the cannons to blow down the wall. Then I used the blades to wipe out all the villagers.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been screwing around with it. I haven't played a whole lot of it. But it's really creative. And it's really fairly fun. It's kind of mindless. It's something you can kind of just pick up and put down whenever you want.
The fuck? I'm watching the video for it right now.
Well, you ought to see some of the videos, like community videos for people have been doing. There's some pretty crazy. Somebody made a freaking mech.
Sweet.
But yeah, you can get really, really crazy level of detail with it. And there's a lot of sheep to kill.
I'm seeing, oh my god. There's like this one with like 18 cannons on the front of it. Okay. No, I have not played it, and I just now saw it's an early access game.
Well, some of those are good. I've played a little bit of it, and it's like, this has a lot of potential. It'd be very fun. Having some fun messing with it right now. That was like, we were talking about like what we would think about playing after we're done with the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that kind of came to mind. I was like, I might play some more of that. But, I mean, we've talked a lot about Destiny on the show recently. Like, we've gotten fairly far. You know, shit, I'm up to like 3 exotic quests right now all at the same time. And just, it's like, play that or play something different. Right now I'm kind of playing something different and trying to balance that out so that I have new content for the show and so also have new content for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dying Light is a very big animal. Like, that is a lot of game.
I have a trivia question.
Okay.
Did you know the carbon freezing chamber scene is the only time in the original trilogy that Darth Vader and his creation C-3PO can be seen on screen together?
Did not know that.
There you go. There you go. Star Wars facts, my friends. You're welcome.
But, I mean, like, as far as, like, other games, like, started playing the remastered version of Sleeping Dogs that was on sale for like $7.
Sweet.
What
is Sleeping Dogs?
No. Not what is Sleeping Dogs. What is the game that just recently came out that it's kind of like The Forest? But you just have to go to, like, different little islands and come up with stuff.
That was the game that you're... Is that something in deep?
It was, like, Lost in Deep or something.
Balls Deep and a Squealing Hog.
Yes.
Ball shooting rifle in the air.
Thought so.
Deep Impact. Deep
Impact! Oh, fuck. I can't think of what it was called,
that's
but I played
funny.
A little bit of that.
It says... This shirt says, don't piss me off. I'm close to leveling you. You look like just enough XP.
Oh. My Wi-Fi's running slow.
I'm not even connected
what?
To the Wi-Fi.
What?
That might be because I have like 40 tabs open.
Well, that could be it.
But no, so I played a little bit of that. And
I'm
it's
find
irritating.
The name of it.
Hey, Elvis Costello's
Stranded Deep.
Tulsa.
Stranded Deep. Okay.
Yeah. And definitely not Deep Impact.
No.
Not There's nothing wrong with Deep Impact.
I agree.
Nothing.
But have you played that? None of you?
No, I haven't played it.
I got to get the internet back at my house.
Well, it's kind of an irritating game. They don't tell you how to do anything.
I didn't know if I'd like it or not. Like, with the forest, I'm still kind of waiting to see what more they do with that, because it has some cool ideas.
I like the forest. I play the forest almost any time I actually get onto Steam. I play that for a little bit. You can actually save your game now, which is fucking awesome.
Oh, that would make me want to play it some more.
Yeah, I would go to the same area every time I played, build up this nice little area, and I'm like, okay, well, now I'm going to lose all of that shit because I have to go.
And go and do it again tomorrow.
Yep. But now you can actually save, which is great, and there's a few more things that you can make.
They have a lot more... The weird recipes or just the normal recipes? Because they have the, like, flesh totem thing, which is really weird.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Was that
and
not...
then you can break down their little totems, too.
Is that just, like ward them off?
I think so.
Like, is that the idea? Really... Like, you build this, like, crazy thing made out of people parts, and then they're just like, oh,
yeah.
That guy's fucking nuts. I don't want to mess with him.
I don't think they would see it as fucking nuts, though, because they're the ones that are doing it first.
Oh, yeah, they're like cannibals, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. They don't like fire, though.
I know.
So I always make sure to have a ton of fire around me.
So what, can you make campfires and just line your whole area with campfires?
Well, no, they've got the, what are they called?
Tiki torch?
Kind of like a tiki torch, but I just put those up all around my little campsite, and they normally don't bother with it. I've got my own little fireplace, and then I've got, like, a...
That's interesting. Big fire.
So have you, like, built a camp or what?
No, I've actually built a little house. Because do that. You can make a little house.
She's like, I've got my cabin.
Or you can make your own house. Design that. You can make boat houses.
I have my cabin, bitches.
I think I'd do the boat house because they don't swim, do they?
No, they don't swim, but they walk underwater.
That's kind of weird.
It's a glitch, I think.
I think that would be a glitch.
Yeah. But I do really like the forest.
You know, speaking of games that are kind of random survival games that are actually pretty good, 7 Days to Die is coming out with another big update soon.
Yep.
Really?
Bitch.
Yeah.
What's the update?
Motorcycles.
What?
Yep. Well, mini bikes.
Yep. Which means I'm waiting to play it until the update happens.
That's
because I know once the update happens, I'm going to crack out to that because I now have a motorbike that I can go...
They're also using I follow their dev blog, and they've been using the new Unity engine. So, which means that they have much, much higher res stuff in the next, it might not be the next version, but they're working on that. Plus, I guess they've had some memory optimization issues with old Unity. So, with the new Unity engine, it looks like something that's like on an Unreal 3 or Unreal 4. It actually looks really, really good.
Well, good.
That game just keeps getting more and more and more better. More better.
More better indeed.
I have not played that game since our charity.
You know what? I was trying to, when I got like the last hour I went on to find, I was like, where is Holly?
Yeah, well, I had 4 hours left.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Yes. You bounced out early.
It was fun to listen to them in their insomnic stupor.
Oh my god, we were so tired.
That was fun.
So we need to do one for 25 and we can beat that Minecraft.
Why don't we all just play Minecraft?
Because I can't.
Why?
I've never played it.
Well, you'd learn in 25 hours.
I'm
not very good at it. I ain't very good at it at all.
I've played a lot of it.
Well, I know you have.
See, whenever it comes to Minecraft and 7 Days to Die, I like creative mode.
Yeah.
Because I like just building shit. I mean, I like, you know, working for it too, but I prefer to just build shit.
Yeah.
I'm like that with Minecraft.
I'm 100% on the crafting side of shit. I might like it because I OCD'd the crap out of 7 Days, but I don't know. I've been kind of anti-Minecraft because Minecraft blew up, and I just didn't want to like jump on the bandwagon because of it.
There's a reason why it blew up, though.
Because I see that, but I didn't really want to. I saw.
That was really cool.
It was neat.
I still need to get it on my PC, though.
Yeah, at least there's a lot more mods. Well, there are mods. That's the big difference.
Yeah, which is what I would want to do. I don't know anything about mods, so I would not know.
It's really
easy. Yeah, all you have to do is just say, I don't know anything about mods, and then Justin will go into the next 4 or 5 hours about, you know what, this is how you do mods, and this is the greatest mods ever, and here's a website where you can pick up all that mods. And then I'd stop him right there
and I'd say, just come over and do it.
And he would be like, no. And then the entire time, he'd be driving over to your place and be like, I want you to go to this website and download this mod, this mod, this mod, this mod, this mod, this mod. Hold on a second. No, this mod, this mod, this mod. And continue on until you get there and you'd be like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And he's like, you didn't download any of them? Well, you fail.
Yeah, especially if it's Skyrim or Fallout.
Oh,
hey. I need to mod the shit out of Fallout. Give me something to do. Like, I know Evolve's coming out here in the next couple of days, but I'm kind of, like, cautiously watching it. I played a lot of this stuff in alpha, but I need to have people to play with, and I don't have 5 solid people to play with, which is why I put it off. Evolve.
Oh, Evolve. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, played the alpha, had some fun with it. Like, I won't lie. Like, but just like Left 4 Dead, I would need a strong crew of people playing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to necessarily just play the community. I would rather be playing with my friends.
Yeah.
I didn't like what I saw. I watched.
I'll probably red box it and just kind of see what my thoughts are before I pick it up.
Yeah.
It's just the whole multiplayer only thing. There's so much of that going on. And, you know, I've been cracking out with Destiny with Rusty a little bit. I mean, he's got double the hours I have in it, but
more than double.
But
unfortunately, see, this is the thing, guys. I picked that game up, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I have well over 200 hours into that game already. And that's saying some it's considering... It's
scratching that grind itch that Rusty's been secretly...
I know how to scratch an itch.
I have...
I bet you do.
I hear you trying to scratch my itch, man. That's kind of crazy. I'm
scratching my itch.
I'm going to twitch while you guys are talking.
Justin could just scratch all of our itches. That's cool.
I got an itch.
This is getting really weird. I think it's about time for a break.
Yeah, let's just break and we'll be back.
All right.
Sounds good.
Somebody needs to fart.
Yeah, I do.
Gassed.
Just sprayed the fuck out of my computer.
That's
dude.
What you get for being a dumbass.
Thanks, Earl.
So this is always popular. Let me do this. Oh, it's on my computer. I didn't think it would happen.
So in this episode, we
got orange soda all over my shed.
It's not even soda. It's an energy drink.
It's a soda-ish.
It is Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew kickstarts. Well, you thought it was beer, didn't you? You thought it was beer. That was last night. Whoa.
So I want to mention that we are still somewhat recovering from being out all night.
Yeah.
And working all day.
If we sound fairly monotone and terrible.
Well, and messing with my car, and Jason came and rescued me.
Yeah, he did.
and help me replace my alternator. In fact, where I was really just moral support, I got greasy with him.
That sounds dirty.
He came.
Justin has always said
he came and he helped.
Strangers.
And you got on the greasy. Floor, and I got really dirty.
Oh, I don't had to know make about this.
Jeez.
Jason made him beg for it.
I did.
Why did you have to use the black grease?
Well, I got on my hands and knees and got inside the grease to help him out and find stuff.
They're all dirty.
Why can't it be just grease? Why you got to add a color? You are racist.
It could have been blue grease.
You didn't say that. No, why you got to add a color? I'm blue. Why do you have to add a color?
Actually, it was clear and sticky.
No, that's okay, then.
Because it was... Part urine. Fluid.
It was part urine.
Mixed with dirt.
Part urine.
It was part urine.
Well, yeah, whatever.
So I have some news for you guys.
Oh, my God, news.
I'm ready to have. Yeah, is this going to incite fears?
It's about a subject that Holly loves.
Oh.
It's about Dark Souls 2.
Fuck
I'm bringing it
off.
Back.
Dark Souls!
That's why you wouldn't answer me.
That's why.
God damn it.
You even found a way to work into a conversation last night.
Dark Souls!
Yeah, you did. Dark Souls is like life.
Yeah, that's pretty much
what
I said.
It really is.
That's what he said.
If you die, you die.
Lose all that XP.
And souls.
Souls.
So, Scholar of the First Sin is the new and improved Dark Souls 2 that they're releasing for PS4 and Xbox One. And apparently they got a bigger ram pool, so before you could run into a fog gate. Fog gate's what would separate you from the boss. So you could kind of cheese Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 1, because if you wanted to just, like, haul ass the boss, you could. Well, right now, enemies can't follow you through fog gates, because there is much more RAM on the PS4 than the PS3. So that's one thing they've added. They've also moved around locations for chests and items so that they're not in the same spot, as well as enemy placement and things like that. It runs at 60 frames a second in 1080p native.
So it's the same game, only they went and fucked up everything, so you have to relearn it all.
You have to relearn it all, so you can't rely on muscle memory for the game.
I bet you the speedrunners were fucking ecstatic about this.
They tweaked a lot of the weapons and then moved some weapons that were getting overlooked to places where people could find them. And it also includes all three DLCs plus, I guess, some extra content. So they kind of retooled the game, listening to the community. I guess they were sending out emails to people that were hardcore, Dark Souls players.
Streamers.
Probably. Probably more hardcore than me. I mean, I got like 100 hours into 2, and 2's a pretty good game. Still not as good as 1, which is why it didn't quite make Game of the Year for me. But being the fan as I am of this Souls franchise, I'm definitely going to play it. Comes out next month, right before. Or does it come out next month? The month? Or does it come out right after Bloodborne?
I don't know. You have the article up.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with that.
Video game releases. I'll check when you keep going.
I want to say that it comes out in April and Bloodborne comes out in March.
So I
kind of have a feeling, though, like with this month, we're probably going to be getting into games that we haven't played in a while or some of the smaller games, because there's just not a lot that is coming out in February aside from Evolve. And
Order?
Oh, yeah. Order 1886 comes out, 2 weeks?
Order is, I saw it just then.
I guess, I want to say February 20th.
When does Witcher come out?
Sometime in the far future.
May or June.
Right now, they've got it set for May.
And is what gaming console? Just PS?
PS4, no. Xbox One, and PC.
Yeah, and I'm going to probably pick it up on...
I really need to get
a
new console. I really do, and I need to get
that. I don't know. I've said that I was going to pick it up for PC because of all the extra shit, but I don't know.
The only reason I would pick it up on console is just to get me a Griffin.
Okay.
The whole... That's one of those, like...
Statue.
One of those, like, extra sets.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I'm thinking about, like, where I have stuff in my house right now. Like, where the fuck would I put that?
You've got a house. Put it anywhere.
A Griffin goes where the fuck it wants to go.
Exactly.
I don't know if you understand that.
Straight up your ass.
Half bird, half lion. Fucking do what it wants.
I guess.
You're going to wake up and it'll be on your chest. And you can't do nothing.
Something else will be on my chest.
Well, only if you invite Stan over.
Whoa. This got real.
That was all I had, is I had the Dark Souls news. Who else had news?
Oh, I didn't get the reaction he wanted.
So, a little bit. Ollie was mildly annoyed and I was happy.
Nice. So evidently, a couple days ago at DICE Summit, Electronic Arts Chief Creative Officer Richard Hillman was talking about games today, and he says that EA's games are still too hard for new to learn for new players.
What?
We must sell them our games easy pack.
He said, in quotes, "Our games are actually still too hard to learn. The average player probably spends 2 hours to learn how to play the most basic game. And asking for 2 hours of somebody's time, most of our customers, between their normal family lives, to find two continuous hours to concentrate on learning how to play a video game is a big ask."
So, like he needs to,
so for $20 extra.
Like he just needs to move over to Facebook and work on those games then.
Yeah. Additionally, he said, "Every game is an RPG now. You wouldn't make a game without progression and levels and XP. I think every game is going to be a social game. Good ideas propagate."
Wait a minute. Does he understand what RPG means?
I thought it meant playing video games in my underwear by myself.
Yeah.
Eating food that I shouldn't eat.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
So
every game that has a level and some progression.
Yeah.
Is also an RPG.
I don't think he understands. I feel like this is Princess Bride. I feel like this is Princess Bride, and it's I just want to say, I don't think you that word means what you think it means.
So is he trolling?
Evolve is an RPG. I didn't know.
I mean, feel like one.
You know,
is Call of Duty an RPG?
Well, I mean, it's got levels
and progression.
Have progression.
Hey, Supercard! It's an RPG. Because it has levels and it has progression.
I mean, Godville's an RPG.
Hell yeah, it is. There's levels.
I don't play that game.
But it is actually. It's a zero level RPG.
It's a zero player game. Yeah,
it says it's a zero level, zero player RPG. So,
I think that just incenses me a little bit.
Yeah.
I died a little bit on the inside when you said that. I was sitting there thinking, why is this guy even involved with my fucking Dragon Age?
Yes, please go away.
Right.
It's RPG, baby.
Yeah.
It's a good RPG.
It is a very good RPG.
So I'm just going to throw it out there. And we'll make it the question of the week. Mm-hmm. Do you think EA's games are still too hard?
It is until I turn my AI down to easy and whoop the shit out of them football players.
I don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Minecraft sell like 28 or 30 million copies, and there are some stuff with Redstone I still don't fucking understand how to do?
There's a lot of shit that I don't know how to do on that game.
And how many hours? I've sunk like 1,000 hours into Minecraft over the years.
Okay, so
you can say that now that they own Minecraft. That's why they can say that.
They don't own Minecraft. Microsoft owns Minecraft.
I'm going through a few of these things.
Some EA games.
Yeah, Dungeon Keeper. Let's see, Titanfall. I mean, I kind of picked up Titanfall pretty quick.
Hey, look.
Battlefield Titanfall 4.
FIFA. NFL.
Madden.
NHL. Hey, look, it's Denard Robinson. See Denard Robinson?
Sims
up there?
Is really difficult.
Did you see Denard Robinson up there?
Yes. Okay. Monopoly Millionaire. Tetris.
Ooh, Tetris is still tough. I don't understand
Dead
it.
Dead Space.
Dead Space. That's one of them new fan devices.
Mass Effect.
I'm not a big fan of that.
BioWare, get a different publisher. God damn.
Let's see here.
Scrabble!
Crisis Games.
Scrabble is an RPG, my God.
Plants vs. Zombies mode, that was real fucking hard to like pick up, I'm telling you.
The whole game's a tutorial. They give you a new plant.
Mirror's Edge. Mirror's Edge was up there.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
The mechanics in that.
It took a little bit to get used to, but I mean, that's a game that you end up playing. Now, what I'm thinking here is that he says all games are RPGs at this point. Now, I'm looking at Battlefield's not an RPG.
But it's got levels and progression,
baby. But it does
have
levels and it does have progression.
So what, out of all these games, the only one that I've heard that was an RPG was anything BioWare. So you'd have Mass Effect or Dragon Age.
Right.
From an RPG developer.
Or Star Wars.
Well, that's MMO, but yeah. RPG.
I think he's, unfortunately, he's just cherry picking what he wants out of it to make it to something that
the casual gamer that doesn't understand what RPG is, like, that kind of makes sense.
Well, we saw what that did to Nintendo. Nobody gave a shit about the Wii. I mean, like, it ended up being that system that you threw out at parties, and then that was pretty much all you played for. Like, you didn't ever sit playing Wii for, like, 200 hours and 3 weeks span.
God, no.
But you know what? Your arm, you would look like...
My fucking arm would be like, I'd have one giant...
You look like a world champion masturbator is what you look like.
I would be like, I will...
Settle it the normal way?
Old-fashioned.
Settle it the old-fashioned normal way. Let's do
right.
it.
Right.
You'd look like...
Looked like that fucking commercial with the one baby. Arm giant.
You know what I thought when I saw that commercial? Because I listened to that this today that from yeah. last week's podcast. Skittles, I thought they were I thought they were all part of M. Night Shyamalan's movie, The Lady in the Lake. Because they had that one dude that was a protector with the one big arm because he kept working it out.
You know, I was just thinking about...
I thought M. Night Shyamalan directed that Skittles commercial.
That one Family Guy episode where...
yeah, Quagmire. You were saying
Quagmire discovers the internet. Yeah. Or discovers free porn on the internet, and he comes back out, and he's got the big baiting arm.
Go away, baiting. That's a great movie, by the way.
Go away, baiting.
I want to go to Starbucks. Why? You want a hand job?
There you go.
Skittles are my favorite. They're my favorite. Let's settle it the usual way. Settle it the usual way! Settle it the usual way!
I got news after this.
That's dumb.
So I've got news. So does everyone around the table, I know most of us do, but everybody around here watches Game of Thrones, right? So the guy who was the third incarnation of the mountain, the one that killed the Red Viper.
Yes.
He said, did you
spoilers.
Yes. Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
He set a 1,000-year-old record. So he competed in the world's strongest Viking competition. And 1,000 years ago there was a Viking who carried the mast of his ship on his shoulders. So he did the so world's like strongest. Real. It's real.
Yeah.
He did the world's strongest Viking. It was a basically a big ass tree trunk that was 30 foot long, weighed 1,433 pounds, and
fuck?
He had to walk 5 steps to break the record. And if you watch the video, it is huge. But the best, yeah, if you can pull it up, pull it up. Show him. So he takes 5 steps and he's pumping adrenaline, jumping around. And the part that I always find interesting is when your adrenaline lets go, is right when he hugged his coach, and all of a sudden, like the weight on his shoulders hit, and he just like, and he had to have 2 people care, like go on his side to help him walk. But yeah, 1,433 pounds, walked 5 steps. It's freaking crazy on his shoulders. It's crazy too because it has these big ropes, and it takes him. I know you could because you're a boss, but it takes him like twice, and then the third time he does it, it's crazy. And he's tried out for the World Strongman competition 4 years in a row and placed 6th, 3rd, 2nd. So they're saying if he does it this year, he could probably beat that. And then he will
And
the reason why I thought of when you're playing the Skittles commercial is the article that had it said that he's so insanely strong, it reminded that person that wrote the article of the Skittles commercial where he touches something and it just crumbles into Skittles. He's like, if you're that strong, it's like anything you touch is going to like, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. Show it to him because it tells you about the Viking. So it tells you a little.
How long is this?
It's not very long. Yeah. Because in the beginning, it tells you the Viking's name that actually carried the hull of his ship.
Holy shit, that's big.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Periwinkle.
Yeah, that thing dwarfs him. But he's a boss, dude. He walks.
I see how they have that set up so it doesn't just, like, break his back when it falls.
Right? Yeah. It's on 2 big-ass sawhorses. So he lifts it. There it goes. Right there. 1... They're not very big steps, but they're steps. And he's done. Now watch. See him jump, right? That adrenaline's pumping. Victory. Watch. He's going to hug his coach. Now watch him crumble.
He's a big man.
I know. 6'9". Watch him crumble right here. And he goes down.
No, he's done.
And the 2 people have to carry him around. See? Each person on each side because he can't move at all. Yeah, and then it says, it says, congratulations, hope it lasts for another 1,000 years. But yeah. All I know is this. That first Viking that jumped in the water and was like, I got this. And just picks that shit up. Like, I'd be like, I'm not fucking with that dude at all. You know what? I owe you some money. I'm going to go get that for you. But yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my wife?
Oh, my bad. Honey, go ahead.
No, she's not mine.
Yeah,
she's
I don't yours. Like her. Yeah, she's yours. You take her. She's yours. But yeah, that was crazy though when I saw that. But yeah, he's 6'9". Yeah. So, yeah, it's just crazy, dude. And what's funny is there's a picture of him with his friends from where he's from, the little whatever place he's from. And he's like shorter than his friends. He's like a short person in his homeland. Did you ever see that picture?
He's a freaking giant.
Dude. I know, but did you see the picture of him with his friends?
Yes.
He's like he's Holly, and everyone else is standing around him. I mean, like, his friends are like 7-something. It's crazy.
And it makes you wonder.
The land of the giants.
What happens? What happens if, like, some shit fucking back in time? How did the Vikings not, like, take over the world?
They got too drunk.
Because they didn't go out. There's a thing on the History Channel. They were talking about it. They didn't get out fast enough. They missed their window.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Fuck. Let me see here. Blah.
Does anybody else have any other news pieces?
I've got a couple. I got to get rid of EA because and stuff. So here we go.
Did you already phrase that question?
Yes.
Yep.
Phrasing. All right. So... Activision, yes. Let's see here. Hearthstone and Destiny pull in $850 million in revenue for Activision. That is a lot, but not really a total lot compared to how much those games, you know, well, at least Destiny itself,
crazy
cost to make.
So, but yeah, Destiny costs like $500 million to make.
So they've already pulled in $850 million between the two, just those two things. So they've already paid for it. It means Destiny's still relevant. Hearthstone is probably a large portion of that too, considering the amount of player base for that game, and its microtransactions and whatnot. So I mean that means that there'll be a Destiny 2. Yay! That being said, Dice Awards. You were talking about the Dice Awards. I found a little bit more about the Dice Awards. Here, and I have a full list of winners in the Dice Awards. So,
what were the Dice Awards again?
Dice Awards is the it's the gamer development awards.
So here's a picture of him and his friends.
His friends are taller than him. Game of the Year went to Dragon Age Inquisition. And I'm going to just go over all the different achievements that Shadow of Mordor got. Outstanding achievement for game direction. Outstanding achievement for game design, innovation in gaming, achievement in character, achievement in story. Let's see here. Technical achievement, achievement in animation, and adventure game of the year. So it took a lot of the different categories. And
it's a good-ass game. I mean, it made number 5 for us.
Yeah. Well, no, it was in the top 5.
I'm sorry. This one is rigged.
What? Oh, sports game of the year?
That should have been Supercard. Should have been Supercard. FIFA 15, it's a lie. Should have been Supercard.
Now get this shit. Action game of the year, Destiny. Outstanding achievement in sound design, Destiny. Outstanding achievement in online gameplay, Destiny.
Yeah.
So,
sound
design, Destiny.
Well, really? I did mention while I was playing the game for the very first time and listening to the sound direction and sound quality of the stuff, their scores are really, really good.
True.
Okay, yeah. I mean there's points where the sound dynamically changes to what's going on in the fight. Now, if you actually listen to the music for, like, the Omnigul fight, that's really fucking powerful. You know, so you just tend to turn it down or tone it out while you're playing the game. But you've
played those levels so much.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of different other games on here. There was You know, Little Big Planet got like Family Game of the Year, and Mario Kart was Racing Game of the Year.
Supercard was robbed.
I don't know.
Two categories Supercard should have got.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things here, but I just noticed that there's, you know, Shadow of Mordor got a lot of props in that, so that's really great for that game.
Go, you guys.
One of the things that I found really, really interesting over the last week is word that Netflix and Nintendo are trying to create a live-action Legend of Zelda.
We'll see how that goes. Anything video game related with film or TV, I'm always kind of skeptical because I just...
They kind of said they wanted to do it like a family-friendly Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Family-friendly, have a family-friendly Game of Thrones.
What their target is.
Okay. So, is it going to be totally story-based? Yeah, and... I mean, I've seen some fan flicks of, you know, of, like, Legend of Zelda, you know, like live action.
I always felt like the gameplay was the best part of Legend of Zelda, though.
Yes, but if you had to take the idea behind Legend of Zelda, it is, I would say, 80% gameplay and then like 20% story, because there really wasn't a whole lot of story to it.
I always felt like sometimes, especially in the newer Zelda games, the story is kind of written behind around the mechanics,
mm-hmm.
to explain the mechanics less than.
And to showcase certain things.
Right. So, like, Twilight Princess, the dark stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like that was a mechanic that they want to introduce into gameplay, and they wrote story to support it. I never felt like it was, like, an Elder Scrolls game or something like that. Like, they're apples and oranges, but, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
with Bethesda games, generally there's a story written, and then they make gameplay to fit the story.
Right. I mean, there's... If you look at like the main bad guys, you know, for the Zelda games, Ganon, yeah. You know, what's driving him other than the fact that he wants to get all three pieces of the Triforce? You know,
nothing.
It's really, really shallow. If the princess? They do something, you know, if they do something to this effect and they add a little bit more to it, I think that. It'll just depend on how strong
the writing. If the writing's really strong and they're not just depending on a franchise name for
you, you could do it. Like, he's in love with the princess and someone kidnaps her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now he has to go get
the Triforce. Oh wait, that's Mario, brother. Never mind, my fault.
Well, I'm saying that, like, yeah, it could be good. I'm just saying that don't just sell it to me as a franchise title and then hope that I watch it because of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's where I get most irritated. It's just like how perverted has like Resident Evil franchise been.
The like Resident Evil movie franchise is a little different, though. It was very, very loosely made off of the games. And
I enjoy Mia Yankovic, Jacob, or whatever her name is, though. She's
Jolovich.
She was hot in Married with Children as well, as the little French throwing exchange, too. You know, I'm old school. I remember all these things.
But, I mean... Even the guys behind Resident Evil, the game, were like, the movies are so completely different than the games that you can't even compare the two.
You had Raccoon City. You had people infected by a virus. And then you had her killing them. That's the game right there. That's the game.
And the Umbrella Corporation.
And the Umbrella, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't see how it's not the game. I don't know why anybody wouldn't think it is.
Now, I'm cool with the idea. As long as it's not the fucking animated series, because if you remember the early animated series was terrible,
phenomenal,
absolutely freaking
phenomenal. I enjoyed it many weeks.
It was just as bad as the Mega Man animated
series. You shut your dirty whore mouth.
What?
Mega Man animated, amazing.
Actually, the Mega Man series was all right. So was Sonic the Hedgehog. It was Mario Brothers that was stupid.
Whoa. What do you got against Italian plumbers? Whoa.
I don't agree with the Sonic
I'm about
thing.
To pull out my Switchblade, and we're going to have a Let's go for it. Let's right go for now. It.
You guys should jump on each other's heads.
Only if I get a one-up mushroom.
Not if I fireball you first.
Give you a mushroom.
And I'll give it to you in stamp mode.
Wow, I stepped on that landmine.
All right. Stepped on it.
I stepped on it.
Because it's dragging on the ground.
Wait a minute, what are we talking about?
What's I don't have, on the I don't know anymore.
Mushrooms.
All right, so.
Justin Stamper.
God damn. You guys make me hurt.
Yeah, baby.
Really is good. Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
No, I ain't gonna do that. Last time I didn't walk right for a week.
Oh, God.
Somebody stepped on you.
Any other news?
No, that's pretty much it.
Awesomeness.
I mean,
Holly does.
Did you guys cover Monty Elm?
You did last week for sure.
From last week, okay.
We did.
Just making sure.
Which sucked. Which sucked.
Yeah, it does suck.
Yeah.
Sucks a lot.
That's sad.
It's. I think it's fair to say that of everybody on the show, you're probably the biggest Rooster Teeth fan.
Yeah.
Roosters have teeth?
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke.
Thought it was a beak.
Well, it used to be it's called cockbite.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sad story of how my first kid was born.
Somehow we just all like cringed a little.
I didn't finish first though, because I'm classy like that.
If you do finish first, you usually get a look.
Mm-hmm.
A look of utter disappointment. Like, son of a bitch, give me the vibrator. I'll finish later.
Well, then you use that to play the video game.
I do. Okay. But that's only to beat, what was it? The Olympics game.
That sounds something else.
That's what I heard, too.
That's something else makes everybody, whoa, that's all a right. Family show.
This is a family show?
Sound design.
My grandma listens to this show.
Stand up families.
And she gets excited.
So I heard a little bit more about the Red Power Ranger story.
Oh, that's sad.
Do you follow up on the Red Power Ranger?
Well, I just heard a little bit more. Like, last week we reported that he stabbed his roommate.
Yeah.
He killed his roommate.
Yeah, he killed him.
His roommate was dead.
Wasn't his roommate, like, trying to attack him?
Well, he kicked down the door of the apartment. I mean, because the Red Power Ranger has to, like, have a roommate.
What else do you do? He was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger back in the 90s.
Right, so
you mean the residuals for that doesn't keep him afloat?
I'm sure not at this point.
Man,
I'm sure Bandai's got that worked out where they do not have to feed the actors any money off of the toys.
And that sucks.
Did Rita come over and make the guy big so when he kicked down the door he was, like, supersized?
Rita... Man, I can't even...
My Red Power Ranger!
Again, I got a Power Ranger for you.
So, related story, we had a girl that was a little special when we went to middle school and into high school, and she swore she was. She was pregnant with a Green Power Rangers baby.
Wow.
Maybe she was.
She was a little...
Maybe she was.
And she was the invisible. She was the Clear Ranger. So you never saw her on the show, but she was there.
She was really bad.
Honest to God, that's a true story. And it was just really bad, too, because she would fist fight people. They didn't believe her.
Was she good?
Crazy. She had crazy strength.
Maybe she was a Power Ranger.
Maybe she was.
You know what? Sometimes believing is reality.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we never questioned her.
But so, anyway,
people that paid for their price.
But to finish that story, he was arrested and booked on murder charges, but they plan to release him without charging him.
Good.
Self-defense.
Yeah, it's self-defense. The dude broke down the door.
Mm-hmm. After Rita supercharged
him. Yep.
Just saying, he thought he was back on set. He had to do something.
So his only fighting skill was pretend sword fighting.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, this time he got a real sword.
Well...
Say it, Rusty.
I don't wanna. Red rocket. Let's go ahead and just
red
like.
Rockets.
All right, I'm going to completely just turn my mind off at the moment. Let's. That's it. That's pretty much it right now. I think
that's it. I think next week will be a little more rested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What we should be looking forward to in the next week is Evolve, if you want to pick that up. Let's see. That's
and a lot of good things come out in March.
Yeah. Evolve is the big one.
Pillars of Eternity comes out next month, along with Bloodborne. Order 1886 comes out in a week.
That looks like a good game.
Right. I'm looking over this the next week or so. Evolve is the giant one that comes out just in a couple days, so about the time that you'll be listening to this. And then you'll have The Escapists, which I've not really heard anything about. Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate for 3DS, if you're a big Monster Hunter fan. What?
I love Monster Hunter, but I'm not playing it on the goddamn portable system.
Yeah. Same day the new 3DS XL is released, so you can get yourself a new 3DS to play that on.
I don't care.
Come on, you want it? You know you do.
I don't really play anything portable.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. That's all I've got for like that Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D for 3DS. Because Majora's Mask was a really great game.
Yes, it was.
So with that, we have friends of the show.
Were you being sarcastic?
Yes.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
Because that was everything, right?
Yes, that was everything.
Whoa, why are you so angry?
I am angry because I want to go home and play video games.
Okay.
So we do have friends of the show. We have For the Love of Gaming. We have BMFcast.com.
Say it with more inflection. It's not coming up.
Okay.
Come on.
You also have NoQuarters.net.
Woo!
And TVGB.TV, they do good things. We also have us at Tilcast.com, mm-hmm. Stitcher, and iTunes. Stitcher's
the only way to go, my friends.
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, as long as you put a /Tilcast at the end.
I don't know
how to use the Facebook. And
I do Facebook.
Or you can just search the group Tilcast, which we post into. And am I missing anything? You can really get a hold of us on Twitter easier than anything else.
Yes.
So, follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/tiltcast. Send messages. We all get them.
I don't.
Well, we'll have to change it.
I know we do.
So, with that, we're going to end the show, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.